ready
for Naughty Nay and Reckless. Yo, they better be ready, cause it's that time
for this, that, and everything in between.
Naughty Squad, yo, ready?
Hey, Naughty Squad, it is me, Reckless Yo. Notice I don't have Naughty Nay with me today. She is out traveling for a couple of weeks, taking care of personal business, but we will keep the show rolling and we miss her as well. So what's been going on since the last time we chatted? Not a whole lot, I hope. Everything is going smooth. Get your drinks ready. It is football season. Yeah, let's get it. So tonight's episode, I got two guest co-hosts with me. We're all familiar with Mr. Q. I got Big D over here who just made some fabulous, fabulous ribs from Big Fat's Barbecue Pit. So if you need some catering and you're around town, check them out. Anyway, as we get started, get your drinks ready. I got mine ready. Big Fats has his. Q is sticking with water tonight. It's all good, though. As we go down and we give our predictions, we're going to tell you who's hot, who's not, who may be in between, and just go from there. We're going to start off with Q. Let him give a little shout out. Big Dia, introduce himself and give you his socials, and then we'll get started. Get those drinks ready. Y'all ready?
Hey, if you guys ain't on Prime right now, I don't even know what to tell you. Like, everybody knows who he is. He's a Hall of Famer. You know, he went out there. He's done what he said he's going to do week in, week out so far. I'm not going to lie. It's only 2 weeks, but he did go on a roll. He beat TCU, top 17 national runner-up last year. I love what he's doing. He came from the HBCU. They doubted him. You know, he came from broadcasting. They doubted him. Every level they've doubted him. I don't know when y'all going to stop. It probably needs to stop a long time ago, but if you ain't stopping by now, it's time to stop. This man is doing his thing. He said he was going to bring in the talent. He is. Of course, they got some questionable spots, I believe, on the O-line and the D-line a little bit, maybe even at the linebacker spot. But they still finding ways to win. His son is doing amazing. They hated on that young man too. There's a reason why he got the meals.
Right.
There's a reason why he got the meals right now. Okay.
And got that Corvette up there, even though he shouldn't have been trying to drive it in the snow. But that's another story for another day.
when you from the south, you used to that rear wheel drive. You can kind of do what you want in the south. But y'all, hey, Shador, you in Colorado, baby? It's all love, baby. Hey. We see you upgraded the vehicle since you first got on campus. Don't run out of gas no more, but we got gas stations all over, you know what I'm saying? So, love what you're doing. 800 or 900 yards passing, you know, very few turnovers. He's finding almost every receiver that they put on the field. We're not going to that man Hunter, he a dog.
He a dog. Yes, he is. He's a dog.
I don't know what his natural anything is, but whatever he does is great. Whoever raised that man, good job. Well done. Congratulations on your success, too. And everybody else, I'm not leaving out nobody. Horn, who the freshman running back, he had a hell of a game. A little rough in the second game, but, I mean, they got a tune-up game versus Colorado State. And then
it's on. But even I don't know his name, but he's number 43.
Oh, the safety.
The safety. And he was one of the recruits that was already up there.
Yes.
And he told Dion, he said, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to earn my spot and I'm going to earn my scholarship. And even he's out there balling.
I think it was the first drive, the first real drive that TCU had after the three and out, if I'm not mistaken. He intercepted that ball like he knew what he was doing, like he was coached by Mr. Prime Time himself.
Exactly.
So, hey, CU, I'm representing. I'm homegrown. I'm from here. I've always represented CU. We do have alumni in the house. You know what I'm saying? This is CU alumni. We love what y'all doing up there, boys. Y'all keep balling, man.
Yes.
Love watching
you
play.
Yes, yes, love it. Big D, what we got going on?
It's Big D.
Got the legend shirt on.
Legends.
Hey.
Legends.
As soon as I walked in, my mom said, what you doing this football season? Why you got basketball on? I said, mom, it's three goats, like it's three goats sitting up here talking. I only wore these so we can speak the truth. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all honestly, man, there's been a lot of things going on in the sports world, especially the NFL. You know, I think A-Rod took a dive.
It's over for him.
You know, I think he got them people's money, got her, he out the way. But, you know, I really want to see where a lot of things is playing out. Like Q said, Coach Prime out here doing this thing, because I'm telling y'all right now, get on FanDuel, put your money. It's easy money. You want to double your money, bet on Prime. I'm telling you right now, I ain't here to lie. I'm outside with y'all, man. I'm happy to be co-hosting on the show. We're going to get into some sports. Of course, one thing I need you guys all to do is hop on your Instagram. Go find Big Fats Barbecue Pit. That's BiggFatts Barbecue Pit. Go find me. The logo looks exactly like me.
Follow.
You know, support, man. If you ever need catering, you can reach me at Darren, Darren.Brown@BigFatsBarbecue.com. Please reach out. I'll be more than glad to cater to your events.
There we go. We have it. And again, it was delish. Now, listen, let's go back here, because I said when we first got Dion, when Dion first announced he was coming to Colorado, and I was talking to hubby, and I was, you know, last year, what, they won three games or something, well, the year before they won three. I don't know, but they haven't been winning a lot.
Whatever it is.
it wasn't a lot. Been losing.
So
one of the things I had told him with Dion coming, I say six games. I say he can at least win six. He will get them into a bowl game. It may be at noon on Tuesday. It may be Grandma's homemade cookie bowl, but that's even better than where we've been. But in your estimation, and looking at what he has done for the last couple of weeks, because we're 2 weeks into this now, and to your point, you know, I don't, game day, y'all, is coming here Saturday.
What?
We got game day. ESPN, Herb Street is going to be in the building up there at CU. Like, come on. So
that's big.
It's real big. So given the last couple of weeks, what are you looking at? What are you thinking?
I got to take it actually back a little further, because being in sports my entire life, whether I played or I coached, now I'm kind of going through the recruiting process with my children. And I've been through a big recruiting process with my brother as well.
Yes.
The culture had to change way before this season started. And it changed the moment he had that initial meeting. And he didn't have the initial meeting with his new recruits. He had it with the kids that decided to leave. And that spoke volumes on the characters that were in the building at the time. Because if I believe... just like number 43 attended that meeting.
Right. When he told them that y'all might as well put y'all name in that transport portal, because I'm bringing some dogs.
Bringing Louie. He bringing Louie.
I just think that he set a tone, and the tone was nothing's coming to you. Nothing for free. And the next man up has always been a thing. It didn't start in the NFL. This has been since you were on a Pee Wee flag football team.
Right.
You know, there's always somebody that's more hungrier. There's always somebody that wants it more that's going to get up at 5 a.m. There's somebody doing push-ups right now. Somebody is pumping iron right now. Somebody's throwing balls into an open field right now. Basketball. Somebody's shooting. Somebody's dribbling. Soccer. Somebody's kicking and dribbling, too. All of these things are what Dion was trying to get these kids to understand that, hey, it starts now and you're going to work. And if you work... here comes what's going to happen. TCU, we going to beat you. Nebraska, we beat you. CSU, unfortunately, that's going to be a massacre. We could probably start the third string if we wanted to. And it's still not going to be a good
third string.
So I'm just saying. Right. But these three good games. You had a hostile environment in TCU. You had a rivalry game week two. You got a tune-up game to get all your ducks in order. That Oregon game is going to be huge. Oregon has not looked the best this year. They struggled last week a little bit. They pulled it out, but they struggled a little bit. That Oregon game is going to be big. USC, all these Pac-12 games are going to be big. And he has built them with their culture changing back in the spring. He's built them the right way. And they're ready for battle. And they're hungry. Every recruit he brought in here, whether it was a transfer, it was a new recruit, or the few kids that decided to stay, they hungry. They tired of losing. They tired of being pushed aside. That, you know, hey, Deion sees something in somebody, he going to go get them, and that's what's going to be. So what do I think is going to happen? Well, if I'm not mistaken, you are bowl eligible around game five or game six.
Game six.
So you got to win six games. Okay, so we definitely got six games that we're going to win. You still got Arizona State. We're already two wins in. You get another win this weekend. You take care of Arizona State. That's five. You're one away. Another upset is coming.
I would agree with that. Oregon, to your point, I agree, have not looked that well today to this point this year. However, that game after that with USC,
that's going to be a monster game.
That he's the truth.
But look at it like this: play devil's advocate. You won your first two. You got another one this week. You know what I'm saying? It's big brother versus little brother this weekend,
right?
You know what I'm saying? You find a way to beat Oregon. Hey, USC ain't going to be sitting there thinking that this is going to be a walk in the park. They're going to be like, oh, hey, these boys is for real, because what are we ranked now? 18 or something like that right now?
I think it's 18.
Yeah.
I think we're ranked at number 18. Mm-hmm. You beat Oregon, you're flirting close to that top 10.
Okay.
You're flirting close to that top 10, and USC's in the top 10, number six or something like that. That's going to be another primetime, big-time matchup. It's going to be a huge network. Boy, man.
What you got to say? Big D, what we looking at? What you saying?
Now, what I will say, that a lot of things people ain't talking about Deion is, you know, they discredit him being at that HBCU.
Yes.
They didn't understand that his work ethic and his coaching, he's been developing since Little League. And a lot of these players he's bringing with him, he used to coach back in Little League. One thing I think Deion did great was building relationships. And the way he translates that through his work ethic, I think is key. Now, I'm with Coach Prime all the way. I think, honestly, like y'all said, if he beats Oregon, when USC comes, I think he's going to be in the top 10, because they're going to label it as a marquee matchup with the battle of some top 10 teams.
Game day might turn right back.
Y'all got that saying? Like, we might just need to stay.
Because, man, he made it simple for game that he told him straight up he ain't hard to find. And he's being honest with him. Yeah, man.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And like he said, and I like it too, because one thing, you know, Deion's a talker. He's cocky. And he has every right to be.
He got receipts.
But like he said, I got all my receipts. I'm keeping my receipts. And they're still coming. What you don't understand is, the man does what he does because he knows he can't, because he's that damn good. And I think that's the piece that's missing. When they always try and discredit him, or even when he, you know, first became the HBCU head coach and he was in one of those interview rooms and they called him Prime, not coach. He's like, hold on.
Yeah, I said he couldn't coach.
You don't address me as Prime. And no, you address me as Coach Prime. He said, do you call Nick Coach Saban? You know? Mm-hmm. Do you call, you know, Coach so-and-so, so-and-so? You say Coach so-and-so. You're going to respect me at that level, too. So I think every time, it's one of those things, too. I believe that every time someone brings something to them, that's another receipt I got. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to show you. And not only are you going to call me coach, you're going to call me a damn good coach.
They're going to have to do something. He ain't playing.
He ain't playing.
And, hey, And say what you want. I'm looking at the schedule right now. Very, very favorable for them to get into a bowl game and not to keep yourself running Mississippi backyard bowl.
Not the grandma homemade cookie bowl.
No. We ain't talking about the collard greens and yams bowl. We're not talking about any of that. Just some of the marquee games coming up. Of course, you got Oregon, USC. UCLA is a ranked team. Oregon State's a ranked team. Everybody else is unranked. You got Arizona, Stanford, Arizona State, and of course this weekend you got Colorado State. So just without the ranked teams, you're already in the bowls. Okay, and then some of these other teams are ranked behind them, like UCLA cracked the top 25 at 24, and then Oregon State is right below Colorado at 16. You can win these games, and it looks like Washington State's at 23. That Utah game is going to be a very good game at the end of the year.
Oh, that's going to be a great game.
I think that's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a good game.
I would almost say Colorado and Utah, I feel like we're rivalries, for snowboarding and
right.
who has a higher elevation and who has the best mountain to get. I don't do extreme sports to each his own. I'm not hating on them because I think, hey, you're an athlete if you could go out there and compete. But Utah has always been giving them some problems. I think the last time I seen Colorado beat Utah, what was Slow Man's name from Denver South?
Lindsey.
I think Phillip was back there, and Mighty Mouse was doing everything he could, and he won. They won. I think that was the last time I seen them beat Utah. So it's another game where it's time to go ahead and beat Utah, and that's going to be another matchup, especially depending on how Utah fares between now and then.
And I also want to say, for Coach Prime, what you just laid out there is how difficult that Pac-12 really is becoming.
Yes.
There's 6-7 ranked teams in that division.
That they didn't start off ranked, but everybody's moving up. You know what I'm saying?
So the Pac-12 isn't some slouch, swag or Sunbelt Conference.
Nah.
The Pac-12, he really is showing you in prime time against elite competition what he was going to be capable of.
Yeah. And then he's going to the Big 12.
Yeah, they're moving to the Big 12. Time to go back home.
Time to go back home.
I'm happy to see you going back, but I kind of hate the Pac-12 all running to ACC and SEC. They starting to get good now. Now they're going to these other conferences. Hey,
whatever we got to do, you know what I'm saying? It's been a long time since I've seen a national championship.
Let's get it.
I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? I remember the Orange Bowl. It was love. And how many years? That was 30 years ago.
So listen to this, because there's always talk. And, I see it both ways as well. We all know that this is not his end game. This is his stop. This is his pit stop. Okay. Because at the end of the day, if Florida State would have gave him the job, he would have never ended up at Jackson State.
Didn't he go for TCU as well? They didn't want to give him the job at TCU.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's why he ended up at the HBCU. But to your point, it didn't matter because he's a winner, and he had already had it built out what he was coming to do. Now we're at CU. Now let's just say he blows this schedule, like we just went through the schedule. He blows this schedule out. I'm pretty sure they might rip up his contract, give him a little bit more money, something to that effect. Mm-hmm. But at that point, how long do you really think that he would be at CU before one of the big leagues start calling?
2-3 years. If Deion does what he's supposed to, Deion got about 2-3 years with us. So we better enjoy it. Because I'm telling you, those bigger schools, them big money schools, $100,000 fans in the stadium packed, whether they're 1-12 or 12-0, are going to come. And they're going to come get Prime. And one thing about Prime is he loves showing you what he can't do. So when that Florida State and them said, nah, he going to hop right over there with them big schools and show them why they should have kept him.
Look, I wouldn't be surprised if he wouldn't line see you up with Florida State.
Hey, listen, they played before, so it ain't like it can't happen.
Okay.
I feel like this. I would hate to see him go because CU can be just as big as all those other schools.
Yeah.
Okay. So if he wanted to run this 10, 12, 15 years, like some of them, you know, legendary coaches, you know, the coaches that he played for at Florida State and all these other coaches, if he wanted to do it, he could do it. And he could change the facilities because money talks.
Money talks.
And when money coming in the door, you can do what you want.
Look at those tickets. They were going for more than the Broncos tickets last weekend.
I'm just saying.
No, they were $400 a ticket.
I have not been able to take my son to a Bronco game. I'm a Bronco fan. But this we get it close to me checking out all my kids. All six of them. I'm gonna be like, hey, this ain't gonna break the bank. We can get decent seats. and we can get food.
Not
everything can be as great as some things. Shout out to the Nuggets. We won the championship. Hey. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, give us our stripes.
Av won it the year before. You know what I'm saying? CU's looking real promising. So Colorado's looking lovely. In some major aspects.
Okay. I want to say this. What would y'all do if Deion got to the college playoff?
This year?
This year. If he made it
you to gotta the college, break the bank.
What would you break the bank?
Now I'm gonna tell you how much I'm gonna break the bank for. I'm probably going to the playoff atmosphere. I ain't going to the game though.
You just gonna be in the vicinity. But I'm gonna be in the vicinity.
I don't mind doing that. I ain't going to the game. But if he ran the table this year, I think for every time that you know outside, you know past that Utah game, anytime a game's in Boulder, whether you know it's the playoff game, I don't know what the playoff is. The change of the playoff setup this year?
I think it's 2025.
Okay, so then that means it's the top four. So yeah. That means he would have to win out for sure.
Maybe one loss.
He can't
take a loss.
Alabama can't afford one loss.
Alabama took that loss, and I don't think they'll get back.
Well, they're not going to get back into the playoffs. They are on the downswing. I think the talent that the other schools are getting is really catching up to Alabama now. Because last year they said that was their rebuilding year. And then this year, I mean, you're coming out, and then Texas hasn't even went to the SEC yet, and they already spanking your ass. Like,
I believe that with these college programs, we've seen it before. I don't want to call them dynasties, but they have their seasons, they have their runs. There was a time where if you grew up in Colorado, you didn't really pay attention to nothing Alabama.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Alabama wasn't in the national championship when we were growing up, being younger. So I don't think that the college, it's not a 20, 30 year run. Yeah. You probably get you a solid good 10 years of consistency. You're not going to win every year. We've already seen that. Yeah. But I think, just going back to my point of there's always somebody hungrier.
Always.
Hey, Deion got these boys hungry. I'm
hungry.
And it showed in that TCU game. You know what I'm saying? Nebraska gave them a little trouble in that first half, but the hungrier person came out in the second half, and it went CU's way. So I believe that there's some teams on here that – probably estimating it for a while, but after this week, Oregon gonna be away.
Oregon's gonna be away. I think after this week, because we'll cancel out this week. But after this week, I think Oregon and USC will tell a lot.
That's your season.
That's the season.
That's gonna tell that. And I'm gonna be honest with you, we could lose both games. But you got to compete at the same level we've been competing at for the first 2 weeks.
Right.
Okay. And that's still going to tell you something about your team, your character, your culture, and where it's headed. If you go and, okay, you know, and we did the rah-rah thing because, I mean, look at Kansas City. Kansas City lost, what, their first three or four games last year? Or they, like, They had a terrible record the first four weeks.
They were struggling. Yeah.
What did they just do?
Won the Super Bowl.
So we can't sit here. Hey, you're right. But I'm just saying, sometimes you have a slow start, and then it's how you finish.
Right,
It's always how you finish. Who's the last man standing? Who's the one holding that cup, that trophy, them goggles? Who's having the showers with soap and water, and who's having champagne showers? You know what I'm saying? So I believe that, yes, we had a great first week. We followed it up by another good showing second week. Oregon, okay. USC, you beat USC, man. Hey. It's a different ball game.
We beat USC. We putting Sanders up for Heisman.
Hey, you got three candidates now. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, if we run the table, I'm going to be in the atmosphere. We're going to be in the atmosphere.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? We're going to definitely be. If they run the table, I'm going to tell you. I'm going
to make the game. Put the grill on the back of the truck, bro, because we up there.
And I'm selling out.
Big facts. You know what I'm saying? Q eating plates. Everybody going to be eating. We all have good. I'll let you introduce our next.
Yeah, no, scoot down so he can get a little bit more in the camera.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, attention, please. You have heard Reckless Yo talk a lot. And here we're coming in now, our other special guest tonight. We have my hubby, B. So he is here. He's about to join in on our conversation. We've been talking about CU. Let's get his take on CU. And then we're going to open it up and see who do you think are really going to be national championship contenders.
I want to say this. Y'all are finna get a level of expertise that you have never seen before. I've been around this man almost my whole life. I've watched sports from cricket to volleyball to football. He know everything in between.
Hi, y'all. Hey. You're finally meeting me after all this talk. Like they said, Coach Prime is doing the damn thing up there. It is so great to see a black man, after he got all this hate, like they talked about all that hate, what he couldn't do, he's doing it, and he's showing it right back in their face. Yes, USC and Oregon are the two games. They also got to watch Utah.
Yeah.
That's going to be a hard game, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. But I think they can win 7 or 8 games this year. Now, this year is the prelude. Next year, he's going to get his defense. He's going to get his offensive line. He's going to be in the top 10 in recruiting. He might be in the top 10 in the country when the season starts. Because Shador will be a senior. Travis Hunter will be a junior. All those kids will stay. Then I think next year, watch out. Then they could be talking national championship.
Out. Then they're really coming. They're coming.
Because the recruitment is coming this year. And when he said the other day, the recruiting is absurd. All these kids is already calling him.
Wow.
And I believe that.
But it's Deion. And he's I believe that. And not only that, another thing he can do, not only can he coach you well, he can show you how to make money. And these young kids nowadays, now that we got the NIL, and no one's paying grandma under the table no more. You're driving a hoopty on Monday and on Friday, you got a Ferrari and no one's asking any questions. But you can have that now because you got the NIL. And he's showing these kids how to make their money.
I've seen some commercials. They got the KFC commercial. Got the whole Sanders family on that KFC commercial.
Easy money.
Easy money.
Arby's, too.
Arby's. Okay. So, I know he's taking care of his family, but all those other kids as well taking care of. The one kid, is it Horn? If I'm not mistaken, his dad was in jail.
Yeah.
He told Prime, hey, take care of my boy.
Yeah.
You think Horn's up there hungry? No.
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 And he ain't got to do nothing crazy to make sure that he eat. All he got to do is show up to practice every day and he eat and show up on game day. So.
And I liked when Prime said, too, that he talked to his dad before they got on the plane to go to TCU.
Mm-hmm.
That he had that conversation. with Horn's dad and said, I got him.
Everything that Horn does is definitely, it's legit. You know, he a family man. He's a blessed man. He has faith. Football is his go-to, but that man knows sports too.
Right.
You know, he played baseball. He played, I just seen a picture of him in the Jerry Curl with the basketball uniform on. So, you know, I don't know how to good, but I mean, he lettered, he was a varsity player in that sport. You know what I'm saying? So we know he knows his way around any ball, any field, any court. But what he's got going on is believable. And for those kids that are calling, they call it because they
know
the proof is here now. Yeah, we don't have to wait on an HBCU YouTube video clip. Mm-hmm. We don't have to wait on TikTok for the Sanders brothers to show us what they've been doing. Oh, it's on national TV.
Yeah. Right.
There ain't nothing you could do about it. Yeah. It's here.
Because when has CU versus CSU been there on national TV?
It's only been on local
TV, Channel 5, and you might not even get it live. You might have to get the replay.
They're not even playing. Y'all remember back in the day when it was an actual good rivalry?
Yeah.
You would go down to the stadium, and then after that, you go to the Taste of Colorado. You know what I'm saying? It was a big thing. And I can't even tell you, like, they don't even hold it at the stadium no more. Oh, yeah. You say, no, we want the money.
Yeah. Right. We want it. We want it. Bring us our money.
And at one point, I think, Air Force was the best team in Colorado football last year.
No, Colorado School of Mines.
Colorado School of Mines was the best team.
And that was a division team. Year. They won the championship.
And CU is the powerhouse.
I didn't know that.
CU was, and we don't,
they won one game.
Man, I didn't play the Mines. So I did not know congrats, Colorado School of Mines.
Yes.
Please get some bigger locker room.
They was balling. Yes, but they were the best team last year in college football.
In Colorado college football.
Yes, Colorado. Yeah. Colorado. That's what I meant. Let's not get carried away, but yes, Colorado. So, B, speaking of, you said 8 games. You said next year you can really see them pushing for the national championship. I asked them this question. I'm asking you the same. If they do get to that level, how long do you think Coach Prime will give CU?
3 years. He's leaving.
Stay.
He's going to leave. This is just the jump off.
Stay.
Because on the other day on ESPN, like they said, they're going to come calling. He's going to have his pick of jobs.
So here's a question.
But those same, like they said, they're going to come with their tail between their legs, the same.
Right.
And he's going to have it. He's going to dictate how this is going to go.
If you had to choose, and this is any school calling out of hundreds of programs, and he had his choice of any program in the country, where's he going?
Depends on what's opening up.
Everything's open. What school does he choose?
Alabama.
You think he goes to Alabama over Florida State?
Yes.
I think now his goal would to play against him and beat him every time he sees them.
So my thing would be this. Why wouldn't you go back? If you're going to jump the ship and Florida State comes with the tail, millions. And any contract you want Under Armour, you want Nike, who do you want? Right. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want, we'll put your name outside with a statue of all the sports you've been playing from when you was little to, we'll do an evolution of statues. Okay. Why wouldn't you go there and say, oh, y'all didn't want me before, but look now. You know what I'm saying? Cause he can beat them with any team. He could put them on Colorado's schedule next year.
That's what I said. I think he would. I think he can. If they would accept it.
So beating Florida State to me isn't enough. It's almost like, yeah, you gotta come to me. You have to bow down to me. You've done it once before when I was a player, and you didn't think I could play two sports.
Right.
I proved you wrong then. Now you didn't want me as a coach. Now you want me, so now it's going to cost you this much, and when it could have cost you somewhere, you know, about 2-3 spaces below,
And the words of Mike Jones, back then you didn't want me, now I'm hot and then you're all on me.
So I just don't see the reason why, like, you don't need to go get an Alabama team to beat Florida State. You could beat that. He can honestly put a team together in Colorado, put Florida State. And, hey, you could go down there. Where were they at? Tallahassee?
Yeah.
You go down to Tallahassee and beat them. So what does Auburn have over any other school? I don't feel like they... They're not in the same conference. One's ACC, one's SEC.
Okay, answer this, though. Okay, so let's see. Because, you know, we've all, like you say, alum. You know, we've all been up to Boulder. You know, we've been to that stadium. You know, whatever, whatever. And granted, these last 10 years or so, it's been kind of sparse. Okay?
Yes.
Granted, I understand that. Now it's a full house. It's packed. But it's still nothing like having 100,000 people watching you. And you're coming out on that field. That's a whole different level. Do you understand?
You can't expand that? What is
Well, they'll have to knock it down and build 100. You think, see, you could build $100,000, 100,000 seat stadium? And right there, they'd have to take that whole
section. I know the tradition is to have that where it is. And if any, all of us know, even though it doesn't hold 100,000, whatever it does hold, I don't know the exact number.
54,000.
Okay. 54,000 is definitely shy. 50,000
of just a little bit.
The numbers is out. But here's what I do know: this it's a beautiful.
It's a beautiful.
And I'm not taking that away.
It's a beautiful campus.
The way that he responded wasn't due to the fans. It was beat this. So yeah, of course you want to put you could put more seats in. You know what I'm saying? Which could also what. Give him more money.
More revenue.
It's more money, right? But what I'm saying is this, is outside of having more fans, you know what I'm saying? If what he's saying is go to Alabama to beat Florida State, you don't need Alabama to do it. That's all I'm saying.
I understand.
And so what does that also say? It also says you don't need them other 50,000 people there either because the entire world is going to watch the game. As soon as he schedules any school he's at with Florida State, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know if y'all remember that Jordan commercial back in the day where everything was stopping as Jordan is floating through the sky. You know what I'm saying? Floating through, you know, about to go dunk. And I'm talking about the water was there, but there wasn't nobody there to drink it. You know what I'm saying? The kids' bikes were falling because they're about to go watch greatness. Cell phones will stop ringing. Relationship issues will probably be off the table for that moment. Now you might
for that moment.
You could be in a dead argument. And it might be like, did you just those 2-3 hours is gonna be amazing. And everybody in the world, sports fans wise, and then they're gonna have a couple extra people that wanna be there just to see it. It's gonna happen. So you don't need Alabama for it.
So how long do you think he's here?
You guys have said 3 years.
She wants a life.
I don't want him to leave because I.
15 years
so right. Outside of him making more money, here's the two negatives I see about him staying. He probably couldn't make as much money as he could at the bigger places. We just talked about revenue, right?
Right.
The only other thing is because it do get cold. It do get cold.
But he did say he likes Colorado.
He did say that.
He did say he likes
Colorado. As we all know. That old age when you're
in front of
and he missed the two toes. And he missed the two toes.
And he missed the two toes.
Don't talk about the bag. Listen.
And then those nubs are going to be free.
Hey, listen. He's going to be the only person that will get frostbite. Okay? So there's a positive. Hey, Pride, there is a positive to missing some limbs, okay? Don't let... I heard what your son said. He asked if he said he was 10 toe down for you. Are you? And you said you were 8. Listen. Don't do my man like that. I'm just saying, as time goes on, you know, we all know that people from the South that have lived in Colorado, you know what I'm saying? It could be 70 degrees. They got on a whole, you know, well blubber sweatsuit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So them is the two negatives I see. Yes, the revenue, it could get to so much. You know, you would almost have to get another venue to have a viewing party for those who can't attend the game. They can do that. It would be off campus, of course, because Boulder is kind of...
It's compact. It's compact because everything was built around it.
But, hey, that's what they had to do for the Nuggets and the Avalanche. They had to McGregor Square.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's for viewing, and they were charging $20 to get in there. You could bring your own liquor. But because our stadium only holds so much, and it got big, that's what they did. So they're all alternatives, and there is an alternative to being all in one place. I get it.
But listen, so the coach, what's his name? I always forget it. The Michigan State coach, Mel Tucker. Mel Tucker, he was at Colorado for all of 1 year, and he turned that team around. He was turning that team around at that point for that 1 year. Michigan State called him and offered him $28 million, and he was out. So, and that's Mel Tucker. We're talking Deion Sanders.
But I also believe Michigan State's program is way more solidified than CU's program was at the time.
I agree. But that's my point. So if another school picks up, and I don't know, I think his contract said something like $6.5 million or something like that.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's double what he was making at Jackson State.
They didn't
State.
Even have the money to pay him. They had to wait for these tickets to come.
The Breeze truck backed up after that TCU game. Somebody was in there. Somebody dumped something in his bank account.
You know, no wonder them alumni letters becoming heavy now. An envelope, right? Hey, we're going to need a little. But no, but I'm just saying, though, when you're looking at that aspect of it, too, you know, Deion had, you know, his rap song, "Hey, Must Be the Money." You know, I mean, money, you know, people don't say it's about the money, but it's about the money.
I'm not ever going to say that at Prime wouldn't take the money. Prime has always been about his money. You know what I'm saying? 2-3 years, yeah, he definitely going to get his. He's going to get his.
Maybe see you will have it.
He'll get his recruiting kids out of here. He's going to get his kids out of here. How old is Shiloh? Is Shiloh?
This is his last year.
This is his last year.
Shiloh's a senior.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like a graduate senior.
Okay, so Shiloh's gone after this year. You know, because he graduated
from Jackson State last year.
So you got Shiloh's out of here this year. Shador will have one more year after this. Travis Hunter, one more year after this. That's your two to almost 3 years. You brought in some other recruits that you got to get up out of here.
The little running back.
They would probably leave early if y'all say in 3 years. So he'll definitely do what he said he's going to do. I just think if we're not talking money, and I mean, it's hard to say that about Deion because, I mean, my man, he got them troopers on his side for a reason.
Okay.
Then why not stay?
I think Deion likes the lights, though.
He does like
one
the lights.
One thing about Deion is
his name is Prime.
Exactly. He likes
the alter image.
What did Berman used to say on ESPN? Prime time.
Here's a good question about that. Okay. So here. How much bigger can you get if you, going off of your question earlier, you run the table with a CU team that had one win last year, how much bigger can you get being at a bigger school? Because you're taking over a program that has had success year after year after year. And we all know that CU has had their ups and downs and more downs than ups. When it comes to since the last time Rashawn Salaam won the Heisman, Cordell Stewart and Westbrook, the national championship. So with all of those big moments in CU's history, we know since that national championship to today's day, this is the biggest that they've been.
Yeah.
And if he ran the table, what more can you, how much big, all it is money at that point because you can't get no bigger.
If Nick Saban said, I quit,
bring in Prime, okay, Prime, we're going to give you $40, $45 million. I'm going to tell you, he's not going to be the headliner.
No.
He's not going to. He's head.
Yeah. Alabama, the school is ahead.
Alabama, the school is ahead. And it's almost like, well, Alabama did what they were supposed to do. Alabama's been doing, they're doing what they've been doing. This CU thing is bigger than the lights. It's bigger than, it's not bigger than Deion because Deion is the one that brought it.
Yeah.
But it's on everybody's radar. You're not going on your social media and not seeing some CU something. What? You're not turning on that ESPN without CU something. I just don't think he could get any bigger. He would almost have to. You gotta go to the next level.
Like I said, game day.
So you would have to go to the league.
Yeah.
You would have to go to the league.
Yeah.
If he goes to the league, though.
And they were talking about that on First Take the other day. Like, that's what Shannon Sharp was saying. He will go to the league, but it's going to take some owner to think outside the box. You know? Not this.
They didn't think black
ass
people could be quarterbacks.
Exactly. Exactly. You're exactly right.
Because we all know there is a team out there that can use his services.
There's a lot of teams.
So, all right. So, moving forward right now, looking at college right now, who do you think are contenders for the national championship?
You know who's
the usual suspects?
Well, Alabama.
Georgia's going to be tough.
Texas is up and coming.
USC.
I don't know. Their defense is a little shaky. They'll be up there.
Contenders.
Michigan.
Michigan's going well, and they ain't even got their man back yet.
Exactly. Well, look who they playing, though. They playing the damn.
You know, they got to beat Appalachian State every year, bro. It's almost like Appalachian State has a contract that says, hey, come beat us.
Want that check.
So that we still get players coming.
They got that 1 year, though.
They did.
That 1 year. Hey,
there's always that one time.
One time.
So, I don't. Alabama's out, though. I think Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama's out. You think the Georgia, Michigan,
Florida State. So, SEC wise, Alabama, don't they still have an opportunity to play in that championship?
The SEC championship.
That doesn't count.
So, who would they play? LSU?
Georgia.
They'll play Georgia.
So, that means who's on the LSU side?
Alabama.
Okay, so that means Alabama and LSU play.
Yeah.
So who wins that game? Because if Alabama loses that game, they're definitely out.
LSU would give them two losses,
one of them in the division.
I have to see how Alabama comes back from this loss and what's he going to do with his quarterback situation? Because that quarterback, to me, is no good.
He's
very shaky, so we have to see if he's gonna pull the trigger.
But he didn't look good at all.
That's what I'm saying.
He looks.
Gonna have to make a decision.
He's riding on his abilities and not really his knowledge.
Yes.
Hey, I'm fast. I can get out the way, but I'm not really reading the field. My first read's not there. I'm gonna run.
So Alabama still has to play Tennessee. They're ranked number 11.
Okay.
So that could be a good game. They do have LSU.
Yeah.
They're at home, though.
Alabama's at home.
But it's right after the Tennessee game.
That didn't matter for Texas.
And did Tennessee give them the problem last year?
That didn't matter for Texas.
If I'm not mistaken,
Bryce Young wasn't playing.
He was out that game.
Okay.
That's the game he got hurt.
And then that's it. Then you have the in-state game is going to be the Auburn game.
That's a bye week.
Not looking at the way they was looking this week.
But if you questioning the quarterback and Auburn coming there like a rivalry, I want to win.
It's a rivalry, but they should win that game.
Auburn always gets them smoked.
Yes, because it's
they really hate each other.
Wait a minute. Wasn't my brother's wedding delayed because of the Auburn?
Yes, it was. Y'all was getting
we had to wait on the entire wedding.
We had to wait on the wedding until the game was over.
The wedding stopped.
It said, y'all doing too much.
It was like, hey, come eat. And the woman, well, old girl had the walker in front of the TV. You couldn't even see the TV. So we know how big that Alabama-Auburn game can be.
That's a true statement.
So,
yes.
And I'm going to tell you, that's all I have to go off of because we all know we ain't been in Alabama too many times. I had only been there one time or maybe two times at that point. So I see how big it really
is. It is. It's huge. It breaks up family.
So it does. You know, if Auburn wanted to catch flight somewhere and catch a couple of good games and start riding high, that could be a game that, somebody's questionable. So I think that Tennessee LSU is going.
Yeah, that a term.
It's almost like the Oregon and USC for CU. That's their season right there. And then they got to go play Georgia. And, well, they ain't played Georgia.
Georgia is a different beast.
Georgia ain't accepting no more midnight trains.
Say, we don't need to go to Georgia. We here.
I don't know. Let's look at this top 25 real
quick. Let's look at the top 25. Let's see what we got going in here to piece some of these together.
We'll see what happens here. All right. Top 25. All right. So you got Georgia number one, Michigan two, Florida State three, Texas four, USC five. And then the playoff is what, 14?
14.
Okay.
This is the last year.
Next year. Next year.
So let's just round out the top 10 with Ohio State 6, Penn State 7, Washington 8, Notre Dame 9, and Alabama 10.
Low key, Penn State got a squad brewing and they some killers.
And dude, here's the thing about Penn State killers. They got rid of their quarterback. That quarterback every time that he got to a big game, last year versus Iowa when they were supposed to be the team, he laid an egg. And that quarterback is gone. So Penn State could be one of those teams that we're not talking about right now. What we're gonna be talking about.
They smacking these teams like you're supposed to, 63 and 70, and we're gonna kill you.
But they got the two tougher games always Ohio State and Michigan.
You got to go against that Harrison boy.
And you can never beat that.
Got to go against that Harrison's son.
But that quarterback, Ohio State, is suspect.
I think so, too.
But right now, you throw it up, Harrison going to get it.
So you're saying he's down there somewhere?
Harrison
down there somewhere throwing the ball.
Harrison acting like a prime of his daddy right
now. He's legit.
Y'all tried to out him that first week, but that second week he came back and said, not one but two, I'm going to get
good. He should, because Marvin Harrison said I was personally coaching him. He said, I can teach him more than his coach could.
Okay.
He come home and he would have him running routes.
Let me ask you this.
I was like, of course.
Who's teaching Jerry Rice's son?
It ain't Jerry Rice.
Because if it is.
Oh, my God.
I can switch sports. Yeah. Who was teaching Jordan's son?
Apparently,
you want to know something? Not everybody's a coach.
But that's why I say, you can play football. You can be the best, like Jerry Rice is. You can be the best, but everybody can't. You can't translate that into coaching.
You can play, but it doesn't mean that you're a coach.
You can, yeah. So,
But I'm just saying,
he's been in college an awful long time. He was at CU, and then he transferred to USC. And I'm like, how many years this fool got?
Yeah, a lot. His daddy over there.
Hey, USC, do us a solid. Put him on the field. In just a few short weeks, let him be a starter.
I cannot. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, but he has. It seems like he's been in college forever. It's like, hot damn, how many years are we on now? Like, whatever. You do you.
Then we got to go soon.
Okay, we're going to leave him alone. We sorry.
So outside of CU. In a top 25, outside of CU.
Okay.
Who's the sleeper team?
Y'all want to know one?
Who?
Kansas State. I'm telling y'all right now.
Okay.
Kansas State got some heat, man. And the Big 12 only has Texas.
Oklahoma's nothing.
Ain't nothing. I mean, you're going to have Oklahoma State and Texas. Watch. K-State, they gave them hell last year. They beat TCU last year. A lot of people forget that. They beat them in the championship game.
So that's your sleeper top.
That's my sleeper in my top 25.
Because there is always one. There was TCU last year.
There's always one.
Cincinnati a couple years ago. They just keep rising up.
There's always one.
Real quiet.
What about that independent Notre Dame?
They need to get Rudy back. They're gonna get this girl, and I watch that.
That's what I'm saying. It's always that one team. Like, what the hell happened? Like, I don't see Notre Dame.
And no disrespect, that's a bad coach. I root for that team now.
Okay, we got. Wait a minute. Uh-oh. Okay, so they got a little brother game coming up, Central Michigan. Okay. So that's a tune-up game. And then, boom, straight to Ohio State.
That's well, there we go.
Hey, in South Bend.
Oh.
That's South Bend.
That's still a loss.
In South Bend.
I think that's still a loss.
Hold on.
Because like you said,
at 5:30, at night.
Like you said, Marvin Harrison, they don't have nobody. They don't have nobody, I don't think.
They got no corner.
No.
Okay.
No.
If they win, does it change your perception?
Yeah.
Or you think they beat them and lose to a team like Central Michigan?
Yes.
No, hold on. It's the following week. Here's a great question. So if they beat Ohio State, can they beat Duke?
Hey, Duke is for real.
And I'm talking about the – and it's in Duke.
Okay.
It's
at Duke.
You beat Ohio State, you riding high. Can they go beat Duke?
I don't know.
What they did to Clemson, that was
so
rare.
So is Duke somewhere close to that Kansas State?
Because Dabo was like, he didn't even have no words.
Dabo had no lips in.
Yes. He didn't have no words.
He didn't know what the hell.
He cussed out the water boy.
and Notre Dame got a tough schedule. They still got USC on the schedule as well.
Of course.
They got a good schedule too. So Notre Dame. No Rudy chance this year.
Okay? No
Rudy chance.
Okay. Not this year.
No.
Hey, you know what's crazy? They ain't on our local team more than our team is this year.
Yeah, but you know that.
Usually we can get more Notre Dame games than we can get to see you guys.
No, because Notre Dame has the best TV contract in football.
You damn right.
Whoever put that shit together all them years ago, they knew what they were doing.
Because I've best seen more TV Notre contract. Dame games. On our local TV, then.
They had the best.
CSU and all them put together, man.
They had the best TV contract going.
They're going to be on Channel 9 every day, every Saturday.
I'm glad Prime's here because I thought they was going to put CU on altitude, and we all know.
we got altitude. I don't know about y'all. We got altitude, okay?
I'm still rocking with you next week.
Tickets for my
next
go see
him.
Come on, man.
We're winning championships over here.
Come on, Infinity. Get your shit together. I don't know.
It's been too damn long.
Get it right.
Shit, I feel like I could watch an episode of the Thundercats before I'm going to be able to see Altitude Network again.
All right. We're going to move on. NFL coming up next. Our for real teams. Are fake teams and teams that we already know don't even have a shot in hell, Broncos. But anyway,
y'all not gonna do me like, hey, Prime, you want to set it off?
Right.
I ain't talking about Queen Latifah now. You want to come? You already here, baby.
Just come down the street.
Hey, Sean Payton, I'm not saying that.
You sound like you're saying that. You're sick of people critiquing you kissing, baby.
I don't know what Sean Payton's going to do, but Prime, if he don't, Okay, and your 3 years is up. That's about as much time as we gonna get Sean Payton. you can roll that right on in.
No, you're not. Sean Payton gonna be here.
Listen, before we get to that, hold that.
Prime had a chance. Prime could jump that.
Hold that thought before we get to the NFL and we get to men that need to quit kissing babies and concentrate on their damn game skills or whatever. We're going to stop because usually now we would have the naughty moment, but since we don't have naughty nay, what we're going to do is get Q's tip of the day. So, Q, what is our tip of the day?
Tip of the day, we're going to stay with the sports side, and I'm going to just say this. For those who are going through any type of recruiting process, you definitely got to tap in with your children and let them know that there's nothing more important than the sport that they've been competing at and that they're at a competitive level and you guys are spending thousands and thousands of dollars with than that. So these kids got to put their phones down. They got to get in the gyms. They got to get on the fields. They got to get in the weight room and get that recruiting, get that free money. You know what I'm saying? Hey, get Prime in your I've witnessed this as a coach over the years. I've seen some very talented young women and men, and they get to high school and they want to say that the boyfriend and girlfriend is more important, and you know they fall out of love with the sport or. I just seen it too much and get off. You want to be on social media? That's fine. Put yourself on social media.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Stop laughing at everybody else's jokes and let's start seeing what you really look like.
Right.
Yo, get your film on there. But man, you have Instagram, Facebook, all of these different outlets.
And that's promote free yourself.
Advertising. Mm-hmm. And we've all lived through an era where you had a cassette tape, okay? You had a VCR tape, and some people might have got a DVD. You might have got a DVD, all right? But I remember that you had to rewind it. You had lines going through it. You know what I'm saying? You guys are on the biggest networks. You know what I'm saying? The latest phones, the best technology. You got a computer in your hand. And you guys rather just, sit at home and just watch TikTok and watch somebody else make money and get famous. I would like to see more kids, more ethnic kids, man. We got to get these ethnic kids. Hey, there's money for everybody. It doesn't matter who you are. There's money for everybody. You know, if your parents are taking the time to investing you, spend thousands. I've seen kids, there's thousands of dollars out there.
There is.
I've been spending big money. I'm going through a recruiting process right now. There's schools out there that are looking for athletes that want to come play.
I agree. I will say this, though. The NCAA, what is that thing called that you had to enter in before you can even be considered to be recruited? I don't even remember the name. Do they still do that? Where you have to pay that $50? The NCAA. Anyway, I can't think of the name of it. If it comes to me, I'll
usually your club pay. It's in your club fees now.
But they're full of shit because they're collecting $50 for every child that's trying to get that free money. Oh, they're coming up. That's all I got to say. But I agree.
So there's money out here. If you're paying that $50, go back and get a $50,000 education.
Exactly.
So that my tip of the day is, hey, get with your kids, get y'all's recruiting up, and start telling these kids, hey, it's something that you. How many of us got the high school sweetheart right now on this panel? Nobody. You know what I'm saying? You ain't in your high school sweetheart. I'm not with mine. And that's just an old phrase that we called it back in the day.
You're high school boo now.
You're part of the 1%ers if you guys do that.
Yeah.
But so that means it wasn't important. You know what I'm saying? I was always told that you'll count your friends on five hands by the time you're done with your life.
Amen.
Some people don't even have that.
Okay. 100.
So please, hey, tap in with your kids. Get these kids back into grind mode. Get some free money. Stop letting your money go to waste. My tip of the day is tell your kids to put them phones down, man. Hey, get your recruiting back up.
There we go. Right on. All right. Moving into the NFL. As you can see, there's no secret where my loyalties lie. Anybody who knows Reckless Yo know I ride and I die with my 49ers.
I just want to say this before you continue. I am surrounded by the Bay Area. If you are watching this podcast.
Well, Vegas now.
The Raiders is not a Vegas team. Okay? Hey, this man grew up at Oakland. Okay, a little LA,
and then back to Oakland.
Hey, but you want to know something? I didn't even, the Raiders suck. Here's why. They can't even get a city. The cities don't want them.
well, we're making this our city now. By the way, we come in here with y'all.
Hey, you right. Just hey. I'm sorry. Get a trophy. Where's the last trophy? What's the last trophy?
Got dust on y'all's too.
Hey, that dust is a hell of a lot thinner than. We can still clean ours and it's not tarnished. Yeah. Yours is tarnished and it ain't even gold.
Listen.
There's
listen,
a silver.
Listen. He said it.
Wait. There's a hey, the Oakland Raiders thing looks like pink October.
Is it copper?
No. This game was made out of pennies. Somebody with the Casablanca smashed all their pennies. They gave it to the Raiders to put on that trophy. Go ahead. I interrupted. I'm sorry.
All right. Listen, I'm just saying. So, Naughty Squad, Reckless Yo, your girl, always, head to toe, 49ers, live, die, whatever. I roll with my team, period, since 1978, period. This has been my damn team, okay?
Is that when you were born?
No.
I was
born in Mississippi.
I didn't ask where you were born. I said that when?
Oh, shit.
Don't you?
No, I'm not going to get over here and be telling my damn age because I look too damn good. You're trying to be funny. Anyway, so listen. So right now we have Raiders right here. We have the Broncos.
Denver Broncos.
Boom. And then right here, we got these 49ers. Okay? We got them Niners.
I just want to say on this panel, we were the last team to win a championship.
And you ain't done shit since then. So let's not. We will give you that.
If I got to live in 2015, that means you got to live when?
94.
I think Deion was on the team when y'all won.
No, yes, he was. Don't play. He was.
Who was on your team? I don't even know when he was born.
I keep saying one day.
Listen, they were close the 1 year when they went, but they didn't change the damn plays. And
we don't
want to
do
a
championship since y'all won one? Since the last one you won?
Yeah.
And the last time that y'all won?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're in a rut.
All right.
All I have to say is, let's ride.
Let's just talk. So we just had the opening weekend, NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Opening weekend. You know, we started out Thursday night. KC getting rings, championship, banner being raised.
They did the same thing last year. Then they lose that game.
Then they lose.
So I ain't counting them out.
But no, so let's go. And then we go. And then, you know, so then we went full blown into Sunday.
Yep.
Then we had, God.
Don't say New York.
Nothing.
That's terrible. The Giants. No. Who? Oh. The Giants. Hold on. Who else? Pittsburgh.
Cincinnati will be there.
40 burger? Was it 40 to 0 on that 40, time?
40. Yeah.
That's 40. A 40 burger.
4-0.
Listen, I don't give a damn what week it is. Anytime in the NFL you lose by 40, you are terrible. And your boy, I forget who it was. I think his name was Ryan. So it doesn't matter. He said, You kind of find out how good you really are once you get that first week of competition. If you 40-0, if you competed in your game, we could say week one. If you were 40-0, go back to training camp.
Listen, and this is what really pissed me off because I was flipping upset. I play Gano. The field goal kicker. He was my fantasy. I needed 4 points from him. One field goal, an extra point. And this, he got one blocked. He missed one. That gave me -2. Like, I ain't messing with that fool.
Don't point at me.
I ain't messing with that fool.
Don't point at me.
Gave me -2. But this is the highlight. This is the highlight. The two teams I need to see lose every damn week are the Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks. If they lose, I had a damn good week.
Welcome to Hayville. Welcome to Hayville. Okay.
Very good week.
Hey, and you want to know something? Had we thought about this podcast in 2015, we would have never had a sports time where the championship Denver Broncos would have been on his phone. I would not have been invited, and I'm just keeping it 100.
No, welcome. He wouldn't have. He ain't lying.
Welcome to Hayville.
What do you got, B? What do you got?
I said, on the other end of the spectrum, while you're talking about your field goal kicker, I set an all-time record with that Cowboy defense.
Who the hell would it? It was 40-0. But I'm going to tell you, if you would have lost, get rid of your fantasy adventures and go back to training camp with the Giants.
Hey, and I can't stand the Cowboys. I can't stand the plastic face slave and master owner. But I was cheering. Every time Daniel Jones dropped back, that dude was getting sacked. And they kept him in the fourth quarter. I didn't understand that.
I didn't understand that either.
You take him out.
What was a very competitive game from Sunday?
Man, Miami and the Chargers.
Miami and the Chargers. I think that was the best game of Sunday.
Where do they end up? Do they see each other again?
I don't think they're gonna see each other again. Miami has a chance to play out. So I think the Chargers do what they do, always do and go 9-8.
Because you know I'm still trying to figure out how the Chargers would be mad at you right now. And they call and talk shit. And they'd be like, really? Can you win a game, please? Please, Hutch. But I don't even know how that coach is still coaching.
What you mean? That's a different coach. It's just the same routine.
No, but how did that mess he pulled last year?
What coach?
The Chargers coach.
I'll tell you how.
How does he still have a job?
San Diego, L.A., whoever you want to call them, Chargers. There's no expectation.
No, there's
not. So pick any sport and pick that long-term coach that ain't never won a championship. Did Jerry Sloan win a championship?
No.
No.
For the Utah Jazz?
No.
You know why? Because there was no expectation. When there's an expectation, people are getting fired.
Yeah. That's true.
So when there's no expectation, so obviously you don't expect us to be the best team in the stadium. We just need you to fill the week that the Rams aren't playing.
I just thought maybe the Rams ain't that fucking good either. So.
But what did they do when SoFi opened? They went to the shit.
Because we had a damn fool named Jimmy G, but that's another subject for another day.
Wait, that's our quarterback.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that.
Jimmy G got y'all to the Super Bowl.
And what did he do? Hold on.
But just because y'all passed on Jimmy G and they went to, you ain't got to bring the energy to me. Welcome to Hayville.
Okay? I gotta say, he seen Jimmy G throw that interception in that red zone, and I know he cussed that TV out.
Prime. look at your boy. I'm not prime. 3 years. They said 3 years, bro. Okay? We can shut this whole thing down right now.
No, listen, though. But your coach right now, Sean Payton,
okay.
I really think he was trying to bring the Saints to Denver. He started the game with onside kicks, and then he got the – he done brought the
– I'm going to tell you right now.
Field goal kicker missing damn field goal.
Here's the things that he got to understand. First of all, you can't get no hurricane in Colorado. Right? So I'm not talking about shit about the hurricane, but what I am saying is that the national disaster and the whole everybody getting behind you, that's not here. Okay? There are people that were born in Denver that hate The Broncos.
Yeah, okay? we're looking at them right here.
Okay. I hate the fans more than the Broncos.
Yeah.
Understood. Understood. Now, you're not going to have a Who Dat Nation either. We do have a lot. We have a nice following.
We have a nice, fair weather, but they're good.
I'll say that some of them don't know how to just take it from each side like me. Some of them were, hey, if you called me on game day, if you would have called me, what would I have done? I would have picked up the phone. Matter of fact, you came to my house last year during one of our losses to the Raiders. You think I was hiding behind the wind? I'm going. Come on, cuz, come in.
That's legit.
I ride or die for my team, win or lose. You know what I'm saying? And that's a true fan to me. However, I'm just saying, prime.
but listen. Real talk. I'm not even hating. I'm not even saying anything. How many games do you think y'all going to win?
So me and my son, we went through it. I think we got 4 or 5 this year. 4 or 5.
Isn't that how many you won last year?
5 last year.
That's what I'm saying. So if you win 5 games this year and you paid that man a whole lot of damn money and you're getting the same results?
So I'm also a believer it is. Sean Payton ain't about to do much this year. This is not Sean Payton's team.
No, it's not.
It's not. You're still bringing. There's still a carryover. We got to talk culture, right? That culture isn't changed up there just yet.
No, it hasn't.
That culture has not changed. He didn't have that charisma like a prime to change a culture.
Right.
You know, in a season. And I ain't talking about a whole NFL season. I'm talking about a season. You know, the leads were a certain. We didn't have no leads when Prime got here. And then, you know, the season changed and spring came and now it started blooming and the shit became beautiful. He doesn't have that. So he's really to what B said. B said that we're going to have him for a few years. Yeah, because they're going to give him an opportunity to, one, get back in the culture he was off. They're gonna say that. To me, no excuses.
Right? I agree. Not when you're making that type of money.
No. Period. Mm-hmm. So even though you had a year off, you know, you should have had your shit together. But it is what it is. It's factored in. This wasn't your call. He didn't pick Russell Wilson.
Hey, but Russell looked better.
He was brought here to fix him.
Russell looked better.
But he didn't pick it.
He looked better.
Hold on. He looked better. He did. From a physical standpoint and a game.
He only had like 4 or 5 incomplete passes.
Right.
He didn't get
sacked. But what else have – one thing coaching can't change is that there is no talent up front. That O-line still stinks.
That O-line hasn't been good since Peyton Manning.
Because they weren't that great with Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning
had the Tom Brady effect. Tom Brady's line wasn't that great. But when you can release the ball in 1.2 seconds.
Yeah, he knew. He had that sense.
Yeah, the timing was so accurate. It didn't matter. The O-line always has been a flaw for a long time.
I agree.
So, Sean Payton's going to have... Hey, Sean, you're going to have to change that too. That D-line isn't... They not all dogs.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
And they paying an awful lot of money.
They paid an awful lot of money. And I'm going to tell you, I damn near forgot that Randy Gregory was on the team. Because what did he do?
He
showed up a couple of games last year. Then he got hurt. He didn't return. That's been his MO. Yeah. And then I forgot, man, I ain't going to lie. There was a clip where he walked by and I was like, oh, shit. I forgot we had him. What the hell? He ain't did nothing.
Yeah, but that's his MO. The man has missed more games than he has played
exactly.
In the NFL.
And he's one of the top players.
And that's why Dallas was like.
That's why Dallas was like, you got adios.
Bye. So that's what I'm saying. We aren't going to do very much this year. You'll have the draft picks or we gave them away. You know what I'm saying?
But you have them back this year.
We have them back this year. So this would be Sean Payton. You got a full year of coaching underneath your belt. You got your draft picks back. Your free agency is going to open up somewhat.
But the problem is your quarterback.
You're right.
Because he is making too much money. And that for them, if he doesn't, like, really improve, Like you said, he looked better this week. But what's that compared to how he looked last year? If he doesn't go back to what he was paid to do, what are you going to do with him? Because you, if you give him this year, you're going to eat a lot of money.
You got to let him. He's got to go 3 years, unfortunately.
Exactly.
He's got to go 3 years.
That's my point.
Before we don't lose money.
Yeah, you cannot get win him this year.
Hey, if you know you got him, you got him, right? You got to play him, you got to play him. It's just like y'all had Jimmy Garoppolo. A lot of y'all didn't agree with that. Y'all didn't like it. He did what he was supposed to do there, even though they didn't like it. But he did it.
But he didn't do it when it counted, though.
But what happened? They got rid of him.
Right.
Y'all got rid of him. You'll eventually get rid of this nightmare as well. Okay? You will. So in the meantime, you got to get your culture and your team to be Sean Payton. Regardless of who's that quarterback. So he's got to get the culture change. So that means some of these bums, maybe Randy Gregory, maybe, hey, bro, hey, this your year. Okay? And as of right now, the way that you do things.
Listen, we're going to see you later.
We may not have wanted Jimmy G, whatever, whatever, but at least our coach would never have to tell him to quit kissing babies.
Hey, I feel like Russell's career is somewhere near Sierra's career. They were good and great at a time. Okay. And maybe them coming together and creating a union that they have, which is very beautiful. We all love the things that they do, off the field and off the stage. But there comes a time where your calling is somewhere else. And maybe they're calling it somewhere else.
Listen.
Cause I ain't listened to a Sierra song in a very long time.
She got the new one out with Chris Brown.
She does?
Yeah, when she announced that she was pregnant with a new baby.
Is it decent? Have you heard it?
I only heard a clip of it.
See, then it ain't good.
Because I'm not going to...
You play music.
I play music, but yeah, it didn't
resonate. When I walked into your house, you were upset about surround sound. That means music.
Yeah, I be having my damn music. But listen, when he was in Seattle, was that the year after he married Sierra B, or like 2 years after he married?
He
had the white woman, but he divorced her. But I'm talking about like when he got with Sierra and they got married, that the Seattle fans started a GoFundMe to reboot Sierra's career. So she... Every time Future mentions him in the song, he gets Sierra pregnant. That's all I know.
And then he go play football with his son, like Jay-Z said.
Nah. Future need to come. He need to fly off of a Rocky Mountain, one of the R14ers, and right into the stage, maybe with Club Shay Shay. Right then and there, just bust right out into one of his good old songs, and maybe that a lot of fire under.
No, Russ, he needs to buy a seat right behind the goalpost and sit right in the middle. So if Russell's getting going down there, if he gets that close, and they're getting ready to score, all he's gonna see is Future's face.
Yeah, because then he's gonna throw it at him. That ain't no good for us.
B, what's the Raiders doing today? What's the Raiders doing this year?
Average. 8-9 wins.
They're gonna be right. They're gonna be at home with us.
Who's gonna between the two of you, who's gonna finish in last place?
The Broncos.
I'm giving it to him this year. I'ma pass the buck.
It depends. We both got the same record, so the same schedule. So it really depends. It just depends.
The Raiders, what barring injury, will definitely have a better record than us. If they get one good injury, then we might go beyond it.
Listen, though.
And that's what any football takes.
Yes.
Naughty Squad, if you have not been to that Las Vegas Raiders stadium,
Don't ever go. It is the
shit. I'm not even hating.
Don't ever go.
I'm not.
I hate the Raiders, too.
I'm not even hating. That shit is that. Look, I was sitting in the stadium dressed like this because I'm going to ride or die. So I did go into the stadium dressed like this, but the stadium was
tight. There ain't nothing reliant about that stadium, okay? Listen.
And you have to, it's Allegiant.
Allegiant, Alliance.
What do you call it? this stadium out here.
Raggedy ass.
In power, baby.
Mile High Stadium. They just keep trying to change the name.
Nah, hey, if, I'm going to tell you, if we go back to Mile High and we let Snoop come and rock the concessions for a while, maybe we figure out how to. Some of y'all going to jail because y'all players going to be smoking weed on the sideline.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You already know.
Yeah, they're going into car accidents and shit.
You
are. But,
you already know.
We need to figure out a 12th man, and it might be of the cannabis type. We start blowing that at some of them Ozone fans. I guess.
Exactly. Why don't y'all start that?
Hey, we might need to
start giving them gummies.
Yeah. If Marshawn.
Sunday Fun Day.
Skittles.
Sunday Fun Day is here, Q, when the Broncos play the Jets. Sunday Fun Day is here.
Damn, that's cold.
Whew.
So,
they ain't got A-Rod no more. They got
hey. Hey,
even game.
Here's a question. Does he retire?
Yes.
He has to.
No.
He needs to.
How do you come back from that?
A year and a half? Didn't you say he's 38?
How do you come
back? 39.
39. So that would be 41?
I think.
How do you come back from that at that age?
It's going to be hard.
It's going to be
because that's like one of the worst injuries you can have as a football player. But I think he was so committed to this team that I don't think he wants to walk off the field like that. It's going to be a pride thing. And I think I think the way it happened, so suddenly over, I think he thinks in his mind, I owe the Jets at least a chance to come back and play for you.
I don't think so, man.
But it depends on the recovery, too.
I don't think that's going to hurt like that.
I think
you're a hater.
That boy, I've seen everyone tear their Achilles. They all got crutches. That man walked out of there with that walking boot with a pimp in.
No.
What's up? Hey, baby. Yeah, we got that money.
Maybe they brought him in just to bring in the other free agents.
Yeah.
And they get the team back up, and then they're like, all right, brother, that's all we needed you for. Go ahead and get your Twitch on. And
But the defense is the truth.
I think that's another reason he comes back.
Because that defense is so
good. So you rehab so strong, and do you only come back for a year?
I think
because he ain't got nothing.
I know, but I think he does. In his mind, I think he owes it to the Jets.
Okay, so hold on.
For one year.
Okay, so here's the question.
That's my personal opinion.
Here's the question.
Could be.
Had they been there, would they have won it this year?
No.
Okay, hold on. So what makes you think they can win it next year?
Don't believe
that. Because that would be the only reason why you come back.
I don't even think he can come back next year, though. That's what I'm thinking.
Right. But if you at that age, you do not rehab that long.
No, because we're old.
And then bounce back. And I don't care what medicine, I don't care what regimen, I don't care what naked ladies are running around in the mountains.
Okay.
Voodoo shit
so
you on.
I think he,
it's not coming
back. I think he tries to come back. I do in his mind, he's going to try to come back. Yeah, and maybe, and then, like you said, by the time your body says no, you're 40 years old, Marv. You ain't coming.
I don't think he's coming back.
I think he will try.
I think he will try.
Do you at least think he would try? I do think.
Competitive spirit will allow him to sit around for the time that he has to sit because you have to do X amount of time off.
For three months,
watching it, he's like, yeah, but I think, man, I give him a month, and he's like, hell no,
it's a lot,
because now you're going to sit for 3 months. I give him a month to just say, hey, I tried it, but after that, bro, it's kind of like
a month into his rehab,
and then you're like, nah, it's over.
I think so, too. I think if A-Rod didn't have that ring, it'd be different. If he was still chasing a Super Bowl ring, I think he'll have
some competitiveness
to come back. Now he got a ring.
But he probably would have left the Packers a lot sooner.
But you know, the thing is, though, and, you know, all world. Regular season, he is all world. But his playoff game, he turned into – remember that old commercial – this is Aaron Rodgers with DirecTV, and this is Aaron Rodgers with cable. Because when the playoffs started, what? He turned into Aaron Rodgers with cable.
He just played
it was like, and every time, and that's the thing, every single time, even that year we had Cap, and what was it, like negative 17 or something? It was cold. The Green Bay gonna do this. Green Bay gonna do
that. That's why he left the conference. He ain't got to worry about y'all.
And we at least still went over there and run over all over his ass.
He like, got to worry about
why
Denver Broncos.
That he damn sure ain't got to worry about that.
Well, he damn sure ain't got to worry about it now. Hey, guess what? We ain't got to worry about it either.
He was coming.
He was coming too. Especially after you called out his coach. He was coming. Sean Payton over here calling out his coach. He was coming. He was ready.
So, who's
AFC Championship, NFC Championship?
49ers is NFC Championship.
Who are they going against?
Maybe Philly again? Philly. Maybe?
Philly.
Well, who can challenge Philly?
Cowboys. I think it's those versus the Cowboys.
Is them three
teams. Y'all the NFC. AFC. Who's in the AFC championship?
AFC is wide open.
There's
a lot of teams.
Hold on.
Kansas City going to be there.
Cincinnati can be there. Cincinnati's
going to be there.
Buffalo.
I don't know about Buffalo.
Josh Allen needs to get his shit together.
He is shaky.
But Lamar might be there.
Baltimore, okay.
Baltimore, Miami. If Tua stays
healthy,
they show
and not get concussed.
Yeah, that's four. Who else?
Jacksonville. I really think Jacksonville is really.
I think Jacksonville is a sleeper team this year. Yeah, I really do.
I think you will see them
in the playoffs. Yes, look at their schedule. I think you can see Jacksonville.
They got an easy division, so that's going to make them have a good playoff spot.
Who's in Jacksonville's division? They're AFC South?
AFC South.
Colts, Tennessee.
And
the Texans.
That's going to give them.
They can win that.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay, so that's going to give them the home playoff game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pull up their schedule, see who they have. Because that's a sleeper team this year. I really think that they'll be in the playoffs. Who's the real sleeper?
The Browns. The Browns is coming.
He meant to say the Broncos.
The Browns took Joe Burrow and his $275 million and said he throwing for 13 yards. He said he should get zero catches.
Yes, they did. That's real.
$58 for this man to get me 9 damn yards. Is this what we're doing? Hey,
Cleveland is asleep.
Jacksonville. They got the Chiefs next week.
Woo!
I think the Chiefs win that game.
It's in Jacksonville.
It's in Jacksonville?
I think the Chiefs still win that game because they're going to have Kelce and Jones now.
And then
they can't go 0-2.
Then they got two light ones, Texans, Falcons, and then they got the Bills. Oh, and it's overseas because it says.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's in the London.
So that's neutral.
So then they got a couple more light games, and then they got them 49ers.
Hey. That's a loss. So go on.
And then they got the Ravens.
That's a good game. That'd be a good game.
That's a good one.
And then that's it.
That's the
season. See, they can squeeze in there. They can make it.
That's why it's 5 real challenges.
Yeah.
So we got
about 5.
So teams. So if you had to choose, give me the two AFC contenders
that could be in the championship game.
The championship game.
Rematch, maybe the Bengals and the Chiefs.
I would say if Josh Allen can get his shit together. I can see
they got injuries though.
I can see the Bengals and the Bills.
I don't trust that. I don't trust Josh Allen.
Because one thing about Burrow has Mahomes' number. So depending on when they play each other in the playoffs, will set the tone.
Because they play each other in the regular season. So that might determine if they do see each other.
Who's going to have the home field advantage? Who you got?
I don't. I'm not gonna lie. My Broncos have turned me off on the NFL.
There's 31 other teams.
There is. So I've always been an underdog guy. So I always go for the underdog when it really counts. So, you know, I was going for Detroit versus Kansas City, one because it's a rivalry game, but I was also going for Detroit because I felt like they were the underdog. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And it ended up being the underdog prevailing.
And I won money on that.
So honestly, I have not gotten too in-depth because, you know.
You already see the writing on the wall?
It's not even the writing on the wall. Sometimes you just, I've been more excited for the college side.
Okay.
Right now, just because my Broncos have not been doing what they should be doing.
That's what we want.
So there's actually some type of football to be like super excited for.
Yeah, because I see we got on all the CU gear.
I had to do
and
it.
I don't see no orange nowhere.
My boxers are orange.
Well, we don't need to see
that. I bleed blue. Just some real talk. Like, I don't know how it was for you guys, but after watching like that TCU game, were you able to watch another football game after that? Like that day?
There was other college games.
I turned on another game, but my excitement and adrenaline was so far into that one that nothing else was like.
Nothing mattered.
It didn't matter. So I have not tapped all the way into the NFL. It usually takes me a few weeks anyways to hone down and be like, oh, okay, I see. But I ain't gonna lie, that I have seen a couple of exciting things.
Okay.
That 40-point blowout of New York, shout out to the homie. I ain't even gonna call
it. But the Chargers, Miami, by far is the best game.
I see Tyreek.
211.
That boy looks like he knows what he's still doing.
211.
And I'm gonna tell you, if Tyreek is a factor for the Miami Dolphins when the Chiefs come around, boy, you should have paid that man.
There was no reason
why you couldn't have. You could have got it done.
No, they had too much money and
they could have got it done.
Got $100 million contract.
Daniel Snyder did it.
Ain't nobody fucking with you. Ain't no Daniel Snyder.
They couldn't do it.
Listen, you can't have Deion Sanders, Daryl Green, and Champ Bailey on the same team.
Ain't nobody fucking with you in no
day. It can be done. Malik Jackson even said after the Super Bowl, he said, hey, the Broncos could have kept all them players. They really could have. There is a way. You got to think.
It's okay,
Tyreek, we're going to give you this up front.
And then back-ended.
That's what you
did to get your first Super Bowl, and that's why Al Davis told on y'all.
Answer me this. All the receivers that they keep rotating in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've been mediocre receivers. It's still Kelce and your boy
Mahomes,
right? Mm-hmm. Everybody else has been a role player. Nobody else has been the guy at wide receiver.
No.
When he spreads that ball around, it's Kelce up here with 1,000 touchdowns. Everybody else is sharing 10. Tyreek could have got paid somehow, some way, and you could have brought in rookies and everybody else to fill the void of a wide receiver. Tyreek's going to be that factor. Yeah, he should have kept that, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
They did. Okay.
Who you got? What's your picks? Who you looking at?
The AFC? I'm switching up on you. I'm telling you, man, we're going to put some new blood in there, man. We're going to get the Dolphins. We're going to go with the Sleeper Browns.
Listen.
AFC champion.
I should have been writing this shit down so we could come back.
If it's legit, I'm going
to
go
bet on FanDuel. Hey, you're going to be able to press rewind on
that.
I'm going to go bet it on FanDuel. I'm going to go see what the odds is.
What did you say? The Browns and the Dolphins.
Hey, go put $100,000 on this. I'll get you $100,000.
I'll put $5 on the Dolphins.
Because
I'm going to tell you, you can lose $5 any day of the week. But $100? They ain't did that much because the laces still got to be out when they kick them field goals, okay? So until Dan Marino get one or them 72 Dolphins come back, I can't put 100 on them. But I'll put 5. 5 still going to give me a payday.
5 is going to get you a payday.
They ain't got to win it. They just got to make it.
5 is still get you a payday. So
who are we playing in the NFC Championship?
I think we play the Cowboys.
Mm.
I think it goes back to 95.
I think it goes back. I don't know. Y'all have a great opportunity.
Hey, it's that
I don't
year.
Know if Dallas is.
Dak is that, bust or get up the hell up off this seat.
Who they gonna put in? Y'all's own quarterback?
No, they got the dude got in Cooper between. Rush, yeah, Cooper Rush. Yeah.
And he's done what?
Nothing. That's why he's saying
okay.
Dak
is on that hot seat.
He on the hot seat.
He is on the hot seat.
Do and with him being on the hot seat, what is he going to do?
That's the question.
You either got to shit or get out the pot,
he
right?
He didn't really do anything.
I think
he
that man.
148 yards.
He didn't have to do nothing. He didn't have to do nothing.
Okay, who does Dallas got this week?
The Jets.
I hate the Cowboys.
They gonna smoke.
I don't hate the Cowboys as much as I hate these moments, but
I hate the Cowboys. I hate their fans too.
Parsons is a beast. I like Diggs.
Parsons is a man.
I like Parsons.
Diggs is
just a gamble corner to me.
Yeah, he's a. But I like
him. He ain't gonna lock you down, but he gonna gamble.
Yeah, but after watching Hard Knocks, I like him because I like him in his.
Who? Team. Which Diggs brother do you like better?
I like the corner better.
Than I like the corner.
Oh boy, you're up there crying.
Yeah. Stephon's
he be whining. Oh my God, he's all that. Oh my God, man, if you don't shut your ass up.
So he's out there signing autographs on Keyshawn's book.
Yes.
Yes.
And then he'll
Keyshawn was doing that shit real. He doing that shit for the
like quit playing.
Let's do this before you get into your moment.
Okay, who we got?
Until you get
let's do the moment.
Before we get to your spot, let's hit this. We're gonna hit the NFL schedule. We're gonna take the tier. Who y'all got this week?
Who we got?
Who the 49ers got this week?
The Rams.
So we're SoFi South. So we're Levi Stadium South, because you know that's our stadium too.
Yeah, we're gonna take that over. That's gonna be all right.
That's Levi South.
How disrespectful.
Is it not? Have you not seen that game?
It's not.
Have you not beat Hella?
Who y'all got?
Buffalo.
Ooh,
that's a loss.
Y'all taking a L?
Yeah, we're taking
a
L.
Yeah, we can say that quick.
Buffalo going to be pissed. They've been talking all this shit all week about Buffalo and Josh Allen. He going to come up here and try to make it. They at home.
I might start.
Who
are you losing to?
Oh. Big dubs over here this week. Big dubs. Against the only team that don't have a name. The W. And it doesn't stand for wins.
It better be, because if they don't, that's 0-2. Look to see who you play next week. I already know who you play next week.
It doesn't matter. Talking about this week. We got big dubs over here. So, hey, listen. See you. We're winning this game. Broncos are winning. 49ers are putting a new flag in SoFi Stadium. And you don't think y'all can force four turnovers?
They'll keep it close. They won't get smoked.
They'll
probably lose that game.
What is the deciding factor? How do the Raiders
another
win?
Another thing, I tell you this.
With the hope and the prayer.
The Raiders do not play good, 11 o'clock our time, 1 o'clock East Coast games. They still on that damn West Coast time clock. They are notoriously don't show up on East Coast games.
So y'all gotta play in Buffalo.
In Buffalo,
11 o'clock game.
Yeah.
How can you guys win this game?
If Josh Allen does the same thing he did Monday night,
four turnovers.
Which I don't think he's
in any capacity.
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't think he is, because all week they've been talking shit.
Okay, let's say he doesn't have four turnovers. How can y'all win?
With a hope and a prayer.
You have to lean on the running game with Josh Jacobs.
You got Jacobs.
That's what you said. Because
quick hit passes with GPG.
You have to control the clock and keep that man over on the opposite side, because he's going to score, because the Raiders' defense is still trash.
Well, that's one thing I will say, and that's one thing Jimmy G can do. He can do the quick out passes, no more than 5 yards, and he can get those moving. You get Jacobs running. Jacobs can also catch the ball. You can put him in the out. You can also maybe put him in the slot.
No turnovers. And Jimmy G cannot do that. Jimmy G is going to give the other team the damn ball in some form or fashion.
Man, just a fumble. As long as Jimmy G doesn't have to think, he's a great quarterback. If he doesn't have to think, that reads there, he's throwing the ball.
Like I said,
so he can't have any feet.
Buffalo's been hearing how they messed up this game. How are you not going to beat the Jets without Aaron Rodgers and they have Zach Wilson and whoop de whoop? This is a pissed off game. They coming in there to look for somebody's head. That's why.
All right. Let's go.
All right, y'all. Hey, it is that time for the Reckless Rant. We're going to keep it sports related since we've been talking to sports these last hour or so. So my Reckless Rant this week is, ladies, if you are not a true football fan, don't be putting on shit because you're dating some fool that likes the Cowboys this week, and you're wearing Kansas City shit in a month because he done dumped your ass, and now you with the dude in Kansas City. If you're not a true football fan, just be who you are. There's no sense in you perpetrating. What did MC, what was his, MC, who was that? Ain't no future in your front.
MC
Breeze say, ain't no future in your front. You don't have to front. You don't have to put on your matching outfits because your boo got something on. If it ain't you, it ain't you. Just be you. But don't be coming out here. I done met so many 49er fans. The only reason they're 49er fans is because they either married the dude or they're dating the dude. Girl, bye. Just be who you are. You don't have to perpetrate. Stay true to yourself. And if you're a Bronco fan, get a new team. And that is my Reckless Rant for tonight.
I didn't come
to that is my Reckless Rant for tonight. So,
welcome
just
to
be yourself. I would like to thank my special guest tonight. We had Hubby B. We had Mr. Q, and we wasn't talking about the crazy stuff. And we had Big D. I think next week we'll have Q and D back. And we're gonna switch it up. It's not gonna be sports related. We're gonna talk submission. Mm. And what does that mean to men and women? So, Naughty Squad, take care. We love you. I hope this had, whatever you were going through the night, I hope this last hour or so has taken your mind off of it. You have enjoyed it. You got some sports tips. Big D said, put 100, well, Q said not 100, maybe 5, but put it on Miami.
Stay in your
lane. And the Browns. Thank you. Take care. And we will talk to y'all later.
Peace.
Thanks for hanging with us. And as always, we appreciate our Naughty Squad.
If you enjoyed your time with us, please subscribe, comment, like, share, and stream our podcast on all platforms.
Be sure to click links below to follow us on Instagram,
TikTok,
YouTube,
so you don't miss